Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. Today we follow the Order of Responsive Prayer 2 on page 285 in the Lutheran Service Book. The hymn is number 510, A Multitude Comes from the East and the West. The text is Luke chapter 13, verses 22 through 30. The Reverend Jonathan Manor is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by the LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, Lord, will those who are saved be few? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us, then he will answer you, I do not know where you come from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. And people will come from east and west and from north and south and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Office Hymn 510. The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ever been the new kid? Maybe the new adult at school or at work, on the team or in the social group? Being new brings a lot of questions. Will I like this new group? Will I like this new place and these new people? Will I fit in? Is there a place for me? In our text today, we find Jesus teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem, ultimately heading to his death. As he goes through the towns and villages, the people were asking a similar question when they said, Lord, will those who are saved be few? When it comes to heaven, will only a few get in? When it comes to eternity with Christ, is there some kind of cap on the occupancy level? At the heart of the question is this: is there a place for me? Well, most people that you and I might talk to will say, sure, I want to go to heaven. I want to be there. Yet Jesus tells us clearly that there will be those left on the outside, those not entering the kingdom of God, those pounding on the door. So wait, is there really a cap? And someone else got there first before me? Does God not want them there? Have they not done enough for others in their community or their church to earn their way in? Well, we know the answer to all those questions is a definite no. John chapter 1, verse 11, Jesus came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. This is why they won't get in. They never received Jesus' life and work, his death and resurrection for them. They never believed. Even those who ate and drank with Jesus, those who heard him teaching in their streets, even some of those will not be in the eternal kingdom of God. That doesn't really sound right to our ears, does it? But Luther put it this way: for even though you know that he is God's Son, that he died and rose again, and that he sits at the right hand of the Father, you have not yet learned to know Christ aright, until you also believe that he did all this for your sake, in order to help you. As much as this is a reality for so many who choose to reject the Word of God, the blessings of a caring, loving Heavenly Father, it certainly is not what God wants for any of us. Even though at times we fail to fully know God and his creative and protective and saving ways in our lives, he certainly knows each one of you intimately. And this is what he desires, that all people be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Of course, that's why he sent his one and only Son into the world. Even though this world would reject him and disown him, despise him and crucify him. That's why he raised Jesus from the dead, winning forgiveness and eternal life in his kingdom for all who believe. That's why you and I, who come with our pimples and warts, our faults and our failings, our burdens and our baggage, we are still invited into the kingdom of God through Jesus' death and resurrection, through faith in him, through Jesus' own words of encouragement to strive to enter through the narrow door. Well, that door is Jesus himself. He told us several times, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. As you daily look to him who is the door for you, you're encouraged to strive to enter it, Jesus says. Striving or struggling to enter it. Living in this life of faith, in this world that at times can be filled with trials and challenges and devastations and brokenness, filled with the results of sin, certainly can be a struggle. And that's difficult, and it's messy, and it's uncomfortable. Yet in the midst of that very real struggle, is a very real solution. When you remember your baptism and that you are God's marked, claimed, redeemed child, daily those baptismal waters continue to wash over you. Those waters once poured now drown the sinful person that you struggle against and raise you up to new life in Christ, a person of faith who knows God, who knows the blessings of a trusting personal relationship with their Lord and Savior Jesus. God has brought you through the narrow gate. There is a place for you in God's eternal kingdom. And while you live in that kingdom, even now, one day all who believe in Christ will experience the full joys of paradise, that heavenly banquet at the table of the Lord. Jesus assures us that that day will come. That day will come when the door will be shut, when each of us will either leave this world in death or be called home at the triumphant return of Christ on that last day. Of course, none of us knows the day or the hour that it's going to happen, and maybe lately we've been praying, come Lord Jesus soon. But you can know this, as you live your lives here in Christ, you have his blessings. You have his forgiveness. You have his love. You have a sure and certain hope in Christ alone. What a joy it is to live in those realities. What an honor it is to share with others the difference that that makes for you as you live as God's child. Through that confidence and understanding and sharing, God will use you as his hands and feet and mouth to serve your neighbor in love, to point them to the narrow door that is Jesus, who cares for them, who forgives them, and who loves them. And he will strengthen you to be confident yourself and to assure others too that even though we come with those pimples and warts and faults and failings and burdens and baggage, we are all still invited into the kingdom of God through Jesus' death and resurrection. Yes, in personal repentance and in the forgiveness of Christ, through the shed blood of Jesus and the empty tomb of the living Christ, there is a place for you in eternity with him. To Christ be the glory now and forever. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.